Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
So here we go then, Andy. You've not been off, you've not been here for a couple of weeks, should I say.
Yeah.
So we have a bumper crop of clips. And let us kick you off with Toby Gillies. And to paraphrase Derek and Clive, this is a rather long intro to a rather short clip.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillies. Ray Houghton has dished out a warning to confident Liverpool fans ahead of their Champions League last 16 second leg with Bayern Munich tonight.
I think the Arsenal underdogs.
Yeah, many felt the Reds were big favourites going into the side.
He's very, very
was
succinct.
Was it worth all the work?
He's very succinct, Ray.
Yes.
And now here's Rupert Bell with a rather odd take on what constitutes a lovely story.
I am a huge Paisley Park fan. I think it is a lovely story. This horse nearly died.
Oh dear. Yeah, lovely story.
Not that lovely.
Yeah. I suppose the clue's in nearly, isn't it, really?
Basically, yeah.
This is Mike Parry with his new series, Mike Parry on Art.
I mean, he's so successful now. He's my favourite greatest living artist. John Constable is my favourite living dead artist.
It's brilliant. Will Gavin now, yeah, discussing Gareth Southgate's recent visit to Talk Sport.
Well, the marquee guest on the first ever show in the new studios. Of course, the main question on everyone's lips was, where was the famous waistcoast?
Waistcoast.
Where was the famous waistcoast? That wasn't the question on my lips, I have to be honest with you.
Got to be honest, yeah. So, here's Mark Saggers with the big pre-kickoff build-up.
Never to a quarter-final. Will that happen this afternoon? Jim Proudfoot and Mickey Gray alongside me kick off at 4 o'clock.
Well, fair enough, really.
It's an old school one, though, isn't it?
Is, really.
Yeah.
And we were a bit surprised to hear Danny Murphy say this on Jim's show.
The spitting thing. Spitting or two-footed tackle or elbow me in the face. Spit on me all day, every day. Spit in my face every week. I don't care if you lose your head and spit in my face.
Just don't step on his blue suede shoes. I think that's the message there from Dan. So, this is Big Sam and Laura Woods talking Chelsea.
Do you think he gets enough credit when he does get it right, Maurizio Sarri?
He did at the beginning, didn't he? Because he didn't lose a game. So yeah, it was all sorry ball, sorry ball, you know, sorry ball, sorry ball. I don't know what sorry ball is.
Yeah, so actually we had to cut that down,
yeah,
didn't
so
we?
This is the original.
Do you think he gets enough credit when he does get it right, Maurizio Sarri?
He did at the beginning, didn't he? Because he didn't lose a game. So yeah, it was all sorry ball, sorry ball, you know, sorry ball, sorry ball, sorry ball, you know, sorry ball, sorry ball, sorry ball, sorry ball, sorry ball, sorry ball, you know, sorry ball, sorry ball, sorry ball, you know, sorry ball, sorry ball. I don't know what sorry ball is.
Yeah, that's the original. So we did have to cut it. We did have to cut it down. Anyway, what's next? Back to Mike Parry talking United.
Can they keep up the momentum? Yes, they can. Is Ole Golly Sunshar the right man for the job?
I don't know about Ole Golly Sunshar. I think Ole
Golly Sunshar.
He's a great manager, isn't he? No question.
Yeah.
Now, it's time now for the Celebrity TalkSport Caller of the Week. It's Charlton owner Roland de Châtelet.
De Châtelet.
To Jim White.
I hope from your point of view you get a sale shortly. And I'm indebted to you for coming on at a difficult time and speaking to us live on TalkSport.
Okay, good.
Talk Sport, caller of the week.
Comes across as a lovely bloke, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not Jim, of course, he is. I mean, Roland du Châtelet.
Yes.
And until recently, we didn't realise that Stuart Pearce did such a good Mick Jagger impression.
Could you have predicted that the scoreline was going to end like this?
No, you couldn't. Palace have got the ability to hurt you on the break. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, Phil Cornwell, watch out. Definitely.
This is the Moose now. Just giving
just
up.
Just giving up.
It bounces away. That would have been a some goal if Loftus-Cheek had managed to put that one in. The amount of twisting and turning he did there, like a twisty and turny thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't try and think of one move.
He's got
obviously
a great way of words, isn't he? Like
now. So, yeah, let's get a rugby preview from TalkSport 2.
Can Irish head coach of Italy, Conor O'Shea, spring a surprise against Joe Schmidt's men? We are just underway.
It's easily done.
I don't think that's his name, is it?
Probably not. This is a caller to drive.
He brings in Van Dijk, shows up the defence, but also then says to the midfielders, we're not just going to...
Have we lost him?
Yeah, and Buffalo girls go around the outside, I think, is the message we take from that. Anyway, let's drop in on some knockabout bants with Ray Parler and Andrew McKenna.
Let's look ahead to the first ODI now with TalkSport 2's Andrew McKenna. Macca, good to talk to you.
Morning, Stubbsy. I was quite enjoying your debate, actually. I think I'll just shut up and let you carry on for a bit.
Tell us about the cricket.
Yeah, yeah,
bants,
Ray.
Top bants.
Yeah, top bants. Ray not in the mood for playing there, was he?
Here's it's his debut, actually. Here's ex-Chelsea defender Mario Melchior on Paul Pogba.
I know. That's how I got the notice of Pogba at Juventus, when he was free, coming, you know, in the areas where he could pick up the ball and has the freedom to expose himself.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, to expose himself. Oh, I think he lost a bit of the translation. I've never seen Paul Pogba expose himself, have you?
Well, I hope not.
No. Anyway.
Let's get the news.
Let's get the news, yeah.
And with the news, Jenny Barsby.
Thanks, Will. Coming up, time to tackle fake news.
We all feel that, don't we?
Certain words you don't want to slip over. Now, listen, this is a corker. It's Tony Cascarino on the Sports Bar with Andy Goldstein. And poor old Cass was slightly thrown by a listener's question. This is gold.
How many chickens do you think it would take to kill an elephant? It's something I've always wanted to know.
Great question.
How many chickens what?
Would it take to kill an elephant?
Kill an elephant. I mean, an elephant's pretty big.
I don't think they could.
Chickens. Like, even if there's like 1,000, yeah, Surely they wouldn't be able to penetrate an elephant's skin. I don't know.
No, I don't think... How many? No. Look, Cass looks so confused here.
Well, I don't understand the question.
How many chickens would it take to kill an elephant?
Why does chickens have to kill an elephant?
No, he's just putting a scenario forward.
Just driven past the zoo, and I'm thinking...
Yeah, are they armed, Chris?
who's selling the guns to these chickens? So what are they? Is it an automatic, semi-automatic weapon? Was it a pistol? Yeah. What are these chickens?
They only take
carrying?
One with a bazooka.
No, cats, they've got wings.
Yeah. Oh, Rick Wakeman on the left, he's really deafening me.
Oh, no, that was worth getting deafened for. That's a beauty. That's a great section of the sports bar.
And finally, it's Rupert Bell talking racing here at Cheltenham.
There's two ways of looking at this, because if those meetings are called off and includes Fontwell, who's part of the group, you know, they lose the betting revenue from the levy.
Yeah, we're still betting. I think you know what's coming, because it did actually remind us of something.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Go
revenue from the levy.
Simple as that. So there we are. Thank you to everybody suggested clips that were played. They were Loz Ryan, Phil Griffiths, Chris James, Ruthless, Simon Watts, Jason Kenny, can't be that one, Barry Shorrock. Always a bit nervous about some of these. is that wrong?
No, it's
fine. A name, isn't it? Yeah,
of course it's a name.
Neil Holloway, that's fairly safe. Alan Jenkins, oh, good old Alan. Roger in Durham. David Clark, John McBoone, and Sean Fackrell. A couple of those I'm nervous about.
Sean Fackrell's not a real name.
So there we are. If you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please send it in to us, talksport.com/H&J. You can text it to 81089 and you can tweet it to TSH&J. TSHANDJ. Give us a day and a time when you heard it, and if it's played, you folks will get a credit. You can download the Clips of the Week as a podcast in around an hour's time, along with the H&J Daily, the best bit of our final day at Cheltenham.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.